we support the State Department decision to downgrade Uzbekistan in the, in the Trafficking in Persons Report. Tier 3 placement, it sent the right message of concern from the U.S. To really over a million Uzbek adults and children forced to work in the cotton fields in 2012 alone.
Would something like this lead to a real change on the ground? You've been to Uzbekistan. You know how complex is the problem.
I do, and we urge the Uzbek government to do is to respond to this decision from the State Department with an invitation to a high-level tripartite ILO observer mission to observe and monitor during the 2012 cotton harvest. That's the recommendation from the international workers and employers and governments that make up the ILO that came out just last week. They recommended a high-level ILO observer mission. And what we see as moving forward are a few things. One, recognition of the problem, and two, reforms to create a sector in which there's voluntary labor.
And as we know, the government of Uzbekistan still has not invited a high-level ILO observer mission, right?
That's correct.
And in your recent meetings in Geneva, you had direct conversations with the Uzbek officials. What do they say when you call them to invite the ILO, a professional team from the United Nations?
The Uzbek delegation gave their statements directly to the ILO Committee on Applications of Standards, and they stated that they are open to discussing monitoring during the 2013 cotton harvest with a technical team from the ILO. Our concern is that one of the fundamental issues here is the lack of respect for Uzbek civil society to represent their own interests. So for farmers to organize and represent their interests, and for workers to do the same. And that's why we've been very insistent on the high-level mission to ensure that the monitoring activity is not only producing information about the use of coercion throughout the cotton sector, but is also beginning to put a focus on the need for a robust civil society in Uzbekistan.
Recently, an Uzbek official defined the cotton campaign that you lead, that you coordinate, as an anti-Uzbekistan movement. How would you respond to something like that?
Well, we certainly disagree. I mean, we are pro-Uzbekistan through and through. We very much support the rights of the Uzbek people to live and work under conditions that everybody recognizes as fundamental freedoms internationally and are recognized under Uzbek law. And those include freedom from forced labor, freedom from child labor, the right to associate and organize as independent civil society actors. All of the work that we do is based on information shared with us by Uzbek people in Uzbekistan who are extremely frustrated with the ongoing state-sponsored forced labor, want to see changes, and have very little capacity to influence their own government, which refuses to recognize officially independent civil society organizations and allow them to conduct very normal labor monitoring throughout the country.
And when the Uzbek government says that cotton picking is a national service, it's, people are proud to be picking the main wealth of the country. What do you say to them?
Well, I think it's sad because what I understand from our Uzbek colleagues and Uzbek observers and from historical perspective is that the concept of hashar is citizens' participation in public works in an emergency situation, and to suggest that growing cotton, working in the cotton fields, harvesting cotton, which are all activities done by Uzbek people under coercion from Uzbek authorities and under the risk of penalties if they don't do those activities, none of that is an emergency type activity. The concept of contributing to the community is a very universal concept. This is not that. This is an economic sector that is under complete control by the government throughout the country, and it's disingenuous to suggest that this is a tradition.